talking to a good friend of mine. Her name is Kiffin, and we have kind of a funny story of how we met. How are you doing, Kiffin?
That was so random.
Yeah, so we met on a river trip. We were going down the Dolores River in Colorado, and it was just kind of a group of random people put together, and it was freezing cold. We were, what was it, two nights that we were on the river?
Was it only two?
Two or three?
Like
maybe three nights. I can't remember. Anyway, okay. I felt like Kiffin and I hit it off pretty well. She's a fellow flight attendant, and we were talking about her going to Azerbaijan and Georgia, and she invited me to join her. So, of course, I said yes. It sounded like a cool adventure. And so here's our story about traveling through Azerbaijan, and I guess we'll talk about Georgia. Kiffin also went through Armenia. Did you go anywhere else?
No, not on that trip. That was it.
So, okay, go ahead and tell what you remember, and I will try to add to it, and we'll try to remember the details together.
Yeah, so we flew into the capital of Azerbaijan, and I had just done a little bit of research of, like, the Caucasus and that area, and I had heard you talking, so we had never met before, and I had heard you talking to some people about your trip to Africa, and you had gone to some other, like, random places that aren't at the top of everyone's list, and so I was like, oh, she could handle, like,
yeah,
going to Azerbaijan and the Republic of Georgia. And yeah, by that last day, I think we were, like, waiting for a ride, and we were sitting in the car, like, waiting to get picked up from the river, and I was like, hey, you should come with me, and you were like, done. And it was such a great trip. I loved that.
Yeah.
Very random, and it was in, I think we met in May, and we left July. Didn't we leave, like, 4th of July or something?
Yeah, let's see, I'm pulling it up. So these pictures I posted on July 26th, so it was probably shortly after we got home. I don't know, a week or two later, maybe.
Probably, yeah, because I was thinking we should fly on 4th of July because flights are wide open.
Usually. Yeah, yeah. So we probably did.
We flew into Baku, B-A-K-U, and we got in late at night, and we took a taxi to our Airbnb, and I feel like it was a super bougie city. Like, it was really pretty. It was like I haven't been to Dubai. Have you?
I have, yeah. And it was similar, I would say.
Was it?
Yeah, with the big, tall buildings, and it was very cosmopolitan looking.
Yeah. And they, like, I feel like they both, like, I feel like Baku aspired to have, like, an original, like, architecture. Like, do you remember those flame towers we stayed by?
Yes. I've pulled up my pictures of our trip, and the first picture is me wearing the same outfit I wore for how many days?
They lost our bags,
yeah. And I'm sitting in front of the flame towers, which were just right outside of our balcony. So that was kind of cool. A nice view.
Yeah. So we found an Airbnb, and I feel like it was only like $25 or $29 a night. I felt like it was super cheap.
Yeah.
And it had one queen bed, had a couch, it had a kitchenette, it had a bathroom, a full bathroom, and a washer and dryer, which was nice because we only had our one outfit.
Yeah. It's in every single picture in Azerbaijan.
Yes. And so we were going to just be there 24 hours and take the overnight train the next night. So we landed in the evening, and we were going to spend the whole day sightseeing and then take the train the next night to the Republic of Georgia, to Tbilisi, the capital. But we had to wait for our bags, and so we ended up staying two nights in Azerbaijan. But it was really fun. I remember I coordinated with the Airbnb host to do, she had a friend who would take us on a little tour of some of the hot spots, And do you remember how she, so there was two issues with her. One is she told us it was an English-speaking tour guide.
Yes, that's right.
And she could not understand our American accents at all. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And then he was only used to, like, a more British accent. And so he just looked at us like we were speaking, like, Mandarin. Like, he had no idea what we were saying.
Yeah, and we had no idea what he was saying as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Right, and he was like, no understand. And we were like, no. And then I remember she quoted me in, like, 100. Like, her price was 100. And I asked her more than once if it was the local currency or U.S. dollars. And she just kept responding with 100, and it turned out to be, so if it was 100 of the local currency, it was like a really good deal, but it turned out to be 100 US dollars. And he was like, do you remember that part?
Yes, I do.
But then he like called her,
but we just paid it, right? We were like, well, we'll just make a day of it and we'll just do as much as we can.
Totally. And I'm actually still friends with that guy on Instagram.
Oh wow. How funny.
Yeah, and so he's still a driver, and he was nice. Like, I felt, like, safe with him, and I felt like, I mean, I feel like he's a great guy, and so he knew a lot. Yeah, there was a language barrier, but, I mean, I feel like that's just kind of what you get when you go to Azerbaijan. Like, they don't get a lot of Americans, and so it's part of the adventure.
Yeah, exactly. I remember.
What did we do with him? I forget the stops.
Okay, so we went out to those mud pots.
Oh, the mud volcanoes.
Yeah. And the thing that I was most surprised about was that the mud was cold. It was not so hot. Cold. And do you remember the guy who drove us out there? He was crazy. He drove so fast.
It was so sketch.
We were driving. We were like launching huge potholes, and
yes,
he was playing that crazy music that I was laughing and recording, and then I Shazammed a song, and it came up, the translation was itchy booty.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I totally forgot about itchy booty.
Yeah, and he was trying to sell us the mud in plastic bottles, and you refused to buy these mud bottles from him.
It was such a ripoff, and I'm like, what am I going to do with this mud? I don't need it. Plus, I'm sure customs would have been like, no, you can't have it.
Yeah, yeah. So we turned down the mud.
But it was, like, bubbling out of these little small, like, volcanoes, and they were only, like, a couple feet tall, but they were, like, it was bubbling and, like, spurting out.
Yeah, big, big, huge bubbles that would blow up and splash us. I mean, I remember getting splashed all over once. And then, so after the mud pot or the mud volcanoes, we went to the place, I'm trying to look up the name of it, where the hillside is on fire. Do you remember that?
Yeah. So there's like a natural gas leak because it's the Middle East and there's a lot of like oil out there. And like even when you're driving the coast, it's like the Caspian Sea, I think. And it's just, you see like the oil, like all along the surface of the sea. Like it's really, there's a lot of oil. And there's one spot and there's an oil leak and a shepherd's cigarette met the gas leak and it sparked a fire. And it's been on fire ever since.
Yes, that's right.
It's been like decades. And to be honest, I'm like, I wonder if this is like a tourist thing or if this is like legit. Like maybe it's gone out once and they had to relight it.
I have no idea.
But it was cool.
It was cool. It was so hot. I remember how hot it was.
Yes. And it was like this whole hill had this fire at the base of it. And people just came and checked it out.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
We also stopped to eat at a place. Do you remember getting it? It was like a little shriveled, kind of looked like a black pickle.
What was it?
I don't remember, but I have a picture of it.
Oh
we stopped at that weird place to eat, and it was like a castle or something. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, I do remember.
And
that.
there was a burning well right in the middle of it. And there were all these weird recordings. Let's see. We walked around the city quite a bit. I remember going up to the top of a building and having a piece of watermelon that was so refreshing because it was so hot, and a donut. That's so random.
It was so good. And we were just like so sweaty and gross.
Yeah, we just needed
that. We've been traveling across the planet and then, yeah, that was unfortunate.
I mean, the donut's pretty insignificant, but I just remember that being so refreshing and nice.
Yeah. And at night, do you remember when we walked through, so Baku has like an old city. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And
yes.
We walked through and there was like people playing music and there were tons of little vendors. It was so cool. Okay. I loved that.
I did too. And we stopped to eat at that place that had the nice music and the tree inside.
Yeah. And it was like this really high up and you had a really cool view of like the city, and there's so much nightlife there. I thought that was really fun.
Yeah. That city was way cooler than I expected. Like I didn't expect to see and do as much as we did in the city. I mean, I knew nothing about Azerbaijan before you mentioned it to me.
Right. So. And to be honest, I don't know if I would recommend someone from the States traveling all the way to Azerbaijan just to do that. But if you're going to Georgia and Armenia, I definitely think you should swing by.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so that's pretty much, I think, everything we did.
Yeah, there. I remember the guy, our driver, was really adamant about buying our train tickets for us because he said we'd get ripped off if we bought them ourselves. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And I know it's like a like an Islamic country, but I felt like it was pretty westernized. Like I saw a lot of like super short skirts on the girls there, and I felt like it didn't matter if our legs were covered or our shoulders were covered.
Yeah, we could pretty much wear whatever.
Do you remember the rug museum?
I was just going to say, yeah, that really unique building, that weird architecture. It looked like a rolled up rug.
Yeah.
From the outside.
The building did. It was so cool.
That was cool to see all those beautiful rugs inside.
Uh-huh. And walking the boardwalk that evening, like at sunset, that was really pretty.
Yeah.
But yeah, that sums it up. We weren't there that long. We luckily got our bags back the next day.
Yeah, and then we got on the train, and was it an overnight train?
It was. We left in the evening, and we went overnight to Tbilisi.
Okay. So once we got there, so we were looking for a place to eat. Do you remember that? I have a picture of you.
Yeah.
You had this giant sausage.
I hated it.
Rolled into a gigantic tortilla.
Yeah, I hated that so much. Okay, I remember we stepped off the train, and I felt like we were in, like, a war-torn country. Like, everything was, like, dilapidated, and it was very beat up. And the Republic of Georgia has been through a lot. And you just kind of felt that when we got off the train. Like, it was not sparkly, clean, like Azerbaijan was.
Yeah, I remember that.
But it had a lot of character, and I remember we, like, walked. Do you remember we found that random guy? He offered to give us a ride.
Yes.
Because we were walking for, like, ever with our huge packs, and this guy pulled over, and he was, like, young. He was in his 20s, and he offered to give us a ride to the rental car station, and he asked what we were doing, and we were just telling him our plans to go around the country, and he was like, oh, well, I can join you. Do you remember that?
Yeah, and we did not want him to join us, and he kept pushing.
Yeah, and you were like, don't you work? Yeah. And he was like, no, but it's true. I, like, have looked into it since, and a lot of the people that live there, like, the economy just struggles, and they don't have, like, full-time work.
So, yeah, he had nothing to do.
No, and you're hot, so he wanted to hang out with you.
And so are you.
That was funny. Yeah, we were like, no, please just drop us off and leave us alone.
And he dropped us off. Didn't he drop us off near a rental car place? Like, we just kind of walked. There was a car on the street, and we just thought, this looks good. Had a sign on it, right?
Yep. Yeah.
For rent.
And the price was good. It was like $30 a day, or maybe even 20 or something. And the back passenger door was so crunched in, like it had been in an accident, and you couldn't use that one door at all. And they were like, oh, it's fine, don't worry about it. And we're like, okay.
And we made sure to buy the insurance, remember? Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, where did we go from there? I have these pictures of this beautiful river ravine.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. What was it? I don't remember what it was called, but it was so pretty. It was just this gorge, and you could do a little, like, rafting, trip. Yeah. But it wasn't very long. It was like an hour, but it was super pretty.
Yeah, and it seemed like it was really green down there, and everything was kind of like dripping, and there were vines, and it was just gorgeous. Yeah.
It was really cool. I remember that. And we were driving to Spanetti, Spanetti, right?
Oh, right, yeah. Man, you have such a great memory. I am not remembering these names.
Well, I don't remember the name of that little river, but I remember Spanetti, and it's this really cool, like, mountain town. And it was so far to drive to, but when you look at it on a map, it doesn't look that far, but the roads, the infrastructure is so bad and underdeveloped that you have to take this crazy long route around, like, mountains, I think, and the roads were bad. Do you remember the cows?
Yeah. Yes. And, okay, one of my favorite observations that you made on the trip to Georgia was the men who would walk in the streets with their shirt off.
Yes.
With their hands behind their backs or something.
Yes, and their huge bellies hanging out.
Yeah, every man was like that there. And they were just walking around in the street while their wives were working or whatever. There were groups of men on the side of the street just talking.
Chilling, and all the women we saw were like busy, like they had stuff to do, they had places to go, they're working hard, and the men were like chit-chatting. It was so funny.
I think we were trying to find a place to stay for the night, remember? And we couldn't get a hold of anybody from Airbnb or whatever, so didn't we just end up driving all the way?
Yep, and we got there so late, and it's kind of actually, like, a little bit dangerous, that road, I would
like
say.
Like a high mountain road with curves, like really sharp curves.
One lane road.
And an incline.
All the cows.
Yeah.
Every cow was in the road.
Yes.
Yeah, but we made it.
We did.
And it was so cool. Such a cool, like, resort town. Such a relaxed vibe. I feel like there was a young crowd there.
Yeah, it did seem like there was. And we stayed in, was it on Airbnb? I think we booked a place on Airbnb. Like, just a person's house, basically.
Yes.
Something like that.
It was someone's house. And they were really accommodating. We were like trying to find something to do, and there was some random movie showing in a basement.
Oh,
do you remember that?
Right. Yes.
And so the upstairs was kind of like a restaurant or a shop or something. And then it said they were showing a movie in like an hour or two. And so we bought tickets and we came back, and then everyone was just like sitting on the floor in like beanbags and stuff.
Yeah. And it was really weird.
It was a weird movie, and it was, I forget which language it was in. Like, I feel like it was, I don't remember exactly, but it was a very interesting movie, just kind of going over, like, some of the issues that when a woman's husband dies, like, a man from a neighboring clan can come, like, claim her right away.
Yes.
And she had to like leave her kids and her family and go live with this guy. I don't know. It was like, it was crazy, but it was a good movie.
Yeah. Let's see. We went, seems like after the movie, we just went, walked around town. Did we go to dinner that night in town?
Yeah. And there was like live music. Right?
Yeah.
And good.
Okay. So talk about the food. Do you remember all the things that we ate?
I did not love it. I loved the food in Azerbaijan.
Me too.
I love like Middle Eastern food. I love like the food I've had in like Egypt and Israel, and I did not love the food in Georgia.
Me neither. It was all the same cheese on everything, in everything.
Heavy, salty, bitter white cheese.
Like a goat cheese, right?
But it wasn't even good because I like goat cheese, but it was like a goat cheese, but it was not delicious.
No. Whatever way
on everything
they prepared it for us, it was disgusting. And the most disgusting thing that we had was that big, it was a huge piece of bread in the shape of a diamond that had a whole bunch of cheese in the middle and then a raw egg in the middle, right?
Well, and everyone was like, you have to order this. You have to try this. And we hated it.
Everything we ordered came with the cheese on it. Like, we would look at a menu and think, oh, this looks delicious. And then it would come with the cheese on it, and it ruined it.
Every time. And, like, I don't love, like, a lot of heavy sausage, and I felt like that was just everything they had.
Yeah. The sausage was in those dumplings.
Yes. And, yes, yeah. I didn't like it.
Yeah, it was, the food was not good, but they were so proud of their food there.
I know, and they were so sweet. I felt bad not loving it.
Yeah. So we went up to the top of a ski resort one day. Do you remember that? We went on a chairlift.
It was so pretty.
And it was some of the most beautiful scenery I have ever seen in my life. Those mountains are so big and spectacular. I've never experienced mountains that seemed like they were this big. Even when I was in Alaska, like, there were just huge mountains all around us.
And that says a lot because you live in Utah. Like, you spend time in Park City, which is so beautiful, mountain resort town. And this even was, like, incredible compared to.
Yeah. Like, absolutely breathtakingly gorgeous. I never knew anything about the Republic of Georgia until we went on this trip. And then, I mean, just the mountains alone were so impressive and spectacular and just gorgeous. Yeah. I would recommend anybody go and see these mountains for themselves.
Totally. Totally. The Caucasus are so pretty. And do you know they're working on a trail that goes from, like, the Black Sea to the Caspian Sea through the Caucasus? Like, they're working on a hiking trail. Wouldn't that be so fun?
Wow, that would be amazing. Yeah.
It's so pretty. And we went in July, and so it was, like, cool and crisp, and there was snow on the mountains, but there were still, like, wildflowers, and it was beautiful. Yeah. The days were long, and it was great.
We did have that one hike that we went on that the winds picked up, it seemed, or a storm showed up. Do you remember? We had met the guy who was there doing weather. I can't remember exactly. He was a meteorologist or something.
So that was in Kesbegi. That was in the other town.
Oh, okay.
So after Spinetti, which we loved, we were there probably like 2 nights, maybe.
Uh-huh.
We drove to Kesbegi, and I swear it was like a 10-hour drive. It was all day driving.
It was.
And we made it to Kesbegi, and we went on this hike up to the church. Mm-hmm. And if you just Google Kesbegi church, it'll pop up. And it's so gorgeous.
And the mountains there are even more beautiful than...
Yeah.
I'm looking back, and we did go for a small hike in the first location, and we went across, was that where we went across the bridge, or was that Kazbeki? Uh-huh.
There was a bridge we kept having to walk across in Spinetti.
Okay, yeah, and there was a huge river that was flooded.
Yes.
Okay. Anyways.
And then... Kesbegi is just north of Tbilisi, and it was only a few hours from Tbilisi to Kesbegi. And so if you don't want to drive to Spinetti, that first town we went to, you can go to Kesbegi and see literally the most incredible 360-degree views of mountains. Like, it's so pretty.
Yeah, it's so impressive. And we went to, after we hiked with that guy, and then... it was like his mentor or his professor.
Yeah, and he was the first American we met since we had left the States.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
And he was there, and he'd been there multiple times, and he was asking us if we liked the food, and we were like, no. And he was like, you need to get the Georgian salad. Do you remember?
I only remember him talking about the mustard that he put on everything.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And so we like ran into him on our hike, and then we parted ways, and we found this, he told us about this really nice hotel that we should go check out.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. It was something like, actually my good friend who is from Georgia, he lives in LA. I think he mentioned the hotel to me.
Yeah.
And I can't even remember the name of it right now. It was something like the something. I could look it up.
Wasn't it just like the Grand Hotel? I mean, it was just like a simple name. But yeah, we should look that up.
Okay, I will look it up while you're talking about it.
Okay, so someone recommended it to you, and then this guy also recommended it. And so we go down, and it was just this beautiful lodge with the most spectacular view of the church and the mountains, and there was a restaurant.
Rooms. It's called the Rooms, or it's just called Rooms Hotel. Yeah.
Okay, yes, and we ordered the Georgian salad, and I think
I ordered a salad too, but it was just a Caesar or something.
Okay, and the bread was good, and I remember falling in love with a Georgian salad. And so the dressing is made out of, they puree like walnuts, and I've actually made it since I've gotten home. The dressing, it's so good and so easy, and I ordered that salad every meal the rest of our trip. It was so good.
Nice. I remember, so we snuck in to the pool area, sauna, gym, and just kind of spent the day there.
We like went to the spa. We like sat at the pool, and it was so relaxing after the hike.
And I think we just felt like we were kind of dirty, and it just, wait a second. So we were staying at, do you remember that little place we stayed at, the ski resort where they were doing construction?
Yep.
And
totally.
The girls in the little market were not nice.
No, they were so rude.
They were so mean. And I attempted to make a simple spaghetti because I was so tired of eating the cheese and the bread and the sausage. And so I bought all this stuff to make spaghetti, and then it was just absolutely horrible. But I ate it anyway because I think all they had was tomato paste.
And all you had to make it in was a water thing that you boil water, like a kettle.
Yeah.
So you had to boil these noodles in the tea kettle.
Yeah.
And they expanded, and then you just added sauce and raw garlic at the end.
Yes, it was horrible.
But we ate it.
We ate it. Yeah, it was horrible. But it was honestly better than that cheese that we ate everywhere.
Totally. 100 times better. But it was so pretty up there. It was so pretty and green and magical. Oh, and do you remember that we noticed like all these semi trucks lining the road? We were like, what's going on? And it turned out that like Georgia's main like source of income as a country is like exporting their wine. Like they're famous, world famous for their wine. Mm-hmm. And they export tons of it to Russia. And Russia had done an embargo or something and closed their border to Georgia exports. So literally miles of diesel trucks just pulled off on the side, and all the drivers just hanging out waiting to get into Russia because they couldn't turn around to take their stuff back. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember. I have the pictures here right in front of me. They're just... They are backed up. I took a video even. They're backed up for miles. I mean, just one after another. Crazy.
Yeah, I have a video and I'm like, this is Georgia, the most beautiful landscape. And I like pan to the mountains and then I pan to the road and like all the cows are in the middle of the road. A car is coming head on to me in my lane. And then semis lining everywhere. It was so adventurous.
Okay, so we went back to, let's see, we went back to the main city, Tbilisi, right?
Yeah.
and you were going to go to Armenia.
Yeah, I went to the train station and you stayed the night.
And I
and
was
you were flying out the next morning.
So my friend set me up, my friend in LA set me up with his friend on a date in yes. Tbilisi. And it actually was so much fun because the guy was such a gentleman. Well, at first he was. As the night went on, he became less and less of a gentleman. But he showed me all the highlights of the city, especially at night. And that was really cool. We went to a kind of a restaurant lounge where we saw views of the whole city from up high.
Oh, fun.
It seems like we went and saw... We went up to the top of a mountain and looked down on the city. I can barely remember. We drove around quite a bit. He told me stories about growing up and moving to LA and all these really cool stories from a local person. I love the opportunity I had to meet with a local person and see the city from their eyes and from their childhood and growing up and everything. So that was really cool. And then I dropped you at the train station before yes. I dropped off the rental car. Oh my gosh, Kiffin, I almost forgot. I backed into a rock wall in our rental car.
Oh my goodness, what happened?
Okay, I didn't want to tell you, and I finally told you at the end of the trip because our car was so incredibly covered in mud.
Yeah.
That it was rainy and muddy and just so dirty. So when we returned the car, it was covered in mud, and we didn't want them to know about me backing into that rock wall and scraping up the bumper.
Oh my gosh.
And so we left it, and they said, oh, you have to go wash it. But I think we just left it. And we had purchased insurance, and so
right.
we figured, well, we're fine, we're covered. And then they were texting me saying, there's a huge scratch on the bumper. You need to pay us for this. And we both just bailed. I mean, we didn't even take care of it. We just bailed.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you remember this?
Oh, the whole, like, passenger door was so crunched. Like,
yeah.
That's hilarious. They were, like, worried because that car was janky.
It was. I feel bad to this day that we did that, but what were we going to do? They would have charged us so much money. And we did buy the insurance, so it should have covered it. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, totally. Because we did buy insurance, and that's exactly why you buy it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
That's so funny.
So I dropped you at the train station before I went and returned the rental car. And that guy who I went on the date with, he actually helped me with it because I was nervous about... I was nervous about returning it and getting in big trouble for the big scratch. So what happened once you got on the train and you went to Armenia?
So I got dropped off at the train station. And so this was before I had international like cell service. Cause now I have like data on my phone when I travel and it's just like game changer.
Mm-hmm.
But, you dropped me off where we thought I needed to be, but it was the wrong train station and no one spoke English. And it was such a busy, hectic, like rush hour time of the day. And I had to find this other train station and my train was leaving soon. And so I couldn't like communicate with the lady selling the tickets well enough. I was like, I don't know. I'm like, I'm trying to get to Armenia. I'm like, I'm taking an overnight train to Yerevan. She had no idea what I was talking about. And the guy behind me, he was like, here. And he just scanned his own pass. And he was like, go here, take the second train. It's like 4 stops. And I was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Because I was running out of time.
Yeah.
And so I got to the correct train station. I took an overnight train to Yerevan and I got to Armenia at like, I think like 5 or 6 in the morning. And I immediately walked to like a tour guide place. And like, typically I don't love guided tours. I like to do my own thing. But I only had like 36 hours in Armenia and I wanted to make the most of it. So I booked like a 12-hour tour for that day and a 12-hour tour for the next day. And then they also booked me like a room at like a hostel And so I went on a tour of Armenia, and it's such a fascinating country. I learned so much about the culture, about the Armenian genocide. The people were amazing. I didn't realize this, but more Armenians live outside of Armenia than in it.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was like so interesting. And we went to a lot of the scenic, like there's this mountain, and it's the mountain that Noah's Ark is believed to have rested on.
Wow.
And so we went and saw that. We went to so many monasteries. We went to a lake. I just saw a lot of the sites, and it was really pretty. It went by fast. And so when I got to my hostel that night, there was a rock concert in the basement of that hostel.
Wow.
And I was so tired because I had gone from overnight train, 12-hour tour, and I just want to go to sleep. And there was like this crazy loud concert all night, but it was fun. And I loved the shopping in Yerevan. And I didn't have any room in my backpack, but it was some of the like most like trendy, affordable, like clothes, shoes, whatever that I saw on that whole trip. That was like the best shopping, definitely, in the whole area.
Cool.
And so, yeah, I just like saw as much as I could, and then I flew back.
Wow, what a whirlwind trip we went on.
I know, it was so fun, so adventurous. We'd only met one time in real life before our trip.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was definitely one of my more memorable trips, I'd have to say. And I'm so glad that you invited me and I had the opportunity to go and experience this place, because most people I talk to have never even heard of Azerbaijan or the Republic of Georgia. When I mention I've been to Georgia, they assume Atlanta, Georgia. So,
right.
Yeah, I felt really lucky to be able to go on this trip with you. So.
You were the best traveler. That was so fun. I had a great time, and I would love to go back. And like the Caucasus are just so pretty. I cannot wait for them to finish that trail, hiking trail.
That sounds so cool.
Yeah.
Well, I guess this wraps up our story, our travel story together. Is there anything else you would like to add, or is that it?
I just loved the people over there. I feel like they don't seem super warm at first, but they really are like super good people. And they, I feel like I always felt safe in all three countries.
Yeah, me too.
Especially in Georgia and Armenia. I always felt like if we needed anything, the people around us, the locals, would have helped us. And if we needed it.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Well, I can't wait to hear your next show.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep in touch, and maybe we'll get to travel somewhere else again someday. Kiffin goes all over the place. She recently went to, where did you say you went?
Albania.
Yeah. So I guess Albania is open for travel right now during the tail end of this pandemic we've been going through. So that is one place that travelers could put on their list. And yes. Until next time, this is Valerie Nelson, your host, and this is Vagabond Val.